Goodness, I'm nearly through. A good speaker is supposed to warn you about these things. I should have told you earlier, but we are beginning to circle the field. That, of course, doesn't mean that we're going to land immediately, but it does mean that we could land at any time, and I know that's encouraging. No, we've got the wheels down. Dare to dream. David Mahoney once said, "The difference between playing to win and playing not to lose is the difference between success and plodding mediocrity." The problem, of course, with reaching out, with playing to win, is that you increase your chances of losing. It's the only way to do it. And because nobody likes to lose, the human tendency is to play it safe. But if you completely protect yourself from ever losing big, you will also be protecting yourself from ever winning big. That's the way it works. But that's also why everybody sitting in this room can truly, really make your lives extraordinary. You can make the choices that will change your life and will change the world. But only if you choose to be in control of your life. Only if you reach. Only if you strike the word failure forever from your life, because you are not going to quit. And to do all that, to make all those choices, you have to take risks. You can't keep the cards up here close to your chest, playing it safe, and ever expect to win. Teddy Roosevelt said it best. You've probably heard it before, but I'd like to read it to you again, because these words have never failed to fuel the fires that continue to burn in me. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbled or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the one who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows the triumph of high achievement, and who at worst, if he stumbles, at least stumbles while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. We need to be in the arena. We need to get excited about ourselves. And we need to spread this word, to pass it along. And we should say, don't be selfish. Don't do it all for ourselves. Give back. Do something for your brothers and your sisters and your country as you go along. Try where you can to help strengthen and maintain those things that have made your opportunities possible. To leave this planet better than you found it. Isn't that, after all, what it's all about?